Jane Poole Wilson, Minister for Justice and Home Affairs.
Julie Christian, Head of AML CFT Policy Office. I do the national coordination for MoneyVal and anti-money laundering and terrorist financing.
Okay, so maybe we should get into MoneyVal first then before we get into what's happening today. So you mentioned MoneyVal there. In layman's terms for people, our listeners who maybe don't know what that is, can you just explain what it is and why it's so important? Mm-hmm.
So MoneyVal is essentially an independent evaluation on how well jurisdictions conduct their anti-money laundering and countering terrorist financing and countering weapons of mass destruction. So MoneyVal is a body of the Council of Europe, and they use Financial Action Task Force methodology, which is another international organisation, to assess how well jurisdictions worldwide conduct anti-money laundering and terrorist financing.
So sometimes we hear, like, you know, businesses on the island are putting certain things in place because they've fell short of certain legislation and things like that. So what does it actually mean on a practical level for businesses operating here?
So at a national level, the government has to make sure that we have our legislation in place, that businesses are aware of their risks that we have as an island, and how we need to mitigate any problems that we have. This then filters down into the industry and businesses on our island who need to put in regulations as part of our AML CFT codes or as part of our legislation, and they have to undertake their obligations to make sure that they are not allowing criminals into our financial system, essentially.
So when the assessment takes place, then what happens? What's the process after that? Will, like, anyone who's impacted get a checklist of things they need to change? What's the steps after that going forward?
So the assessment itself is actually quite a long process. So it's about 18 months, and the official first step is going to be in November 2025, when MoneyVal will come over and give us country training, they call it. This is where we can bring the industry in, they can ask questions to the MoneyVal Secretariat, and the agencies will also be able to take learnings from that and sort of showcase the preparations that we've been doing so far. We will then move into the official process, which, like I say, takes about 18 months. The main component of that is a on-site evaluation and on-site inspection. So that's 3 weeks' worth of interviews with both businesses on the island and with our agencies. And that's really where the assessment team, the MoneyVal assessment team, will identify any key areas that they want to dive deeper into, any deficiencies that they might be finding in our system. But it's also a place where we can showcase how good the work that we've been doing. So businesses themselves will not actually have a checklist of what they need to do, but the Isle of Man itself will have recommended actions arising from the mutual evaluation. So what that means is it's a list essentially of recommended actions in order, priority order of what's most important, down to, you know, what we still need to do, but it's not as important as the key actions. So every jurisdiction has recommended actions. There is no jurisdiction out there that will not have them. Depending on how well you do in your evaluation and what deficiencies are found, depends on the level of your recommended actions. So in short, businesses themselves will not have a checklist, but those recommended actions will then filter through from our government into the agencies and then down into our industry, and that's how we'll approach the what we need to do to improve.
But on, so we're kind of at a conference today that's gearing up towards that then, and sort of making sure that the island feels ready, I suppose. So you want to tell me a little bit about kind of what's been happening today and what the response has been from the attendees as well then?
Yes, so the Countering Financial Crime Conference today, I think it is really interesting, and there's obviously a lot of interest because we know that the our MoneyVal evaluation is on the horizon, as it were. But actually, I think what's been fascinating is that this is not something that you do as a one-off because you've got an evaluation coming up. It's because as a jurisdiction, as an international financial centre, it's absolutely vital for us that we maintain our strong economy and our security. And that does mean it's an ongoing effort around financial crime. So we've got really interesting speakers. The first presentation this morning was from the FBI, and they gave us a really interesting case study around an insurance scam, except on a grand scale with, you know, acquiring large companies and then stripping out the assets and using it for personal gain. But what was fascinating about it was how they could talk about, once the federal agency had gone in and investigated, they could put together all the jigsaw pieces and build the picture of the entirety of the fraud and criminality. Whereas individual players in the financial system, whether banks or the insurance companies themselves and so on, perhaps they couldn't see the whole picture. And so a really strong theme that's coming across from a lot of our presentations today, and that I think will speak to everybody in the room, is as an island, as an industry sector, with lots of government agencies, collaboration is absolutely key, working together, understanding collectively the types of risk that we may encounter, and knowing as well that in a fast-moving world, those risks can evolve rapidly. So understanding that risk and then importantly developing how do we respond, how do we try and keep up with or even move ahead of the risks to our island.
And so obviously we're gearing up to this big evaluation that's happening sort of next year. So how is the government feeling going into that? Are we feeling confident that the island's going to come out quite well?
Well, I think, you know, as Gilly was talking about before, these are iterative processes. So there's a huge amount of work going on at the moment around our national risk assessment. And I think one of the things we've talked about is the importance of any jurisdiction understanding its risk. But one of the other speakers this morning pointed out that that's not a one-off job either. So I think in terms of preparing for Moneyval, yes, there's a huge amount going on. It's about understanding risk. It's about developing all of our data so that we can show how we understand that risk. And there's an enormous amount of work been going on by companies in the private sector to generate that data so that we can inform ourselves properly. And then it's about making sure that the responses we have are where they need to be so that we can show to not only Moneyval assessors, but I guess the world at large, that we remain a jurisdiction that understands the business that goes through the island and we manage that well.
And so the process down the line then, once you've got the feedback from Moneyval this time, is when's the next inspection after that? Is this an ongoing thing that happens then every year, or is it every few years they check in? What's the process?
So our previous evaluation was in 2016, so we are 10 years now down the line. The cycles are planned to be shorter, so it could be maybe 6 years, but it's not set in stone. But what we need to focus on is how well we do in this evaluation depends on our follow-up. So it might be next year we'll have to report back to say this is the improvements that we've made. Hopefully that's not the outcome. We would like to have maybe 2 or 3 years where we need to sort of say these are the recommended actions and this is how we've facilitated those. But I think just moving back onto the minister's point, we need to be able to show that there's continuous improvement throughout our AML-CFT system. So making sure that we can evidence and show on an international scale that we are continuously embedding, you know, new ways in which we are combating financial crime, or we're investing in certain areas, you know, on a risk-based approach based on those risk assessments, is absolutely key. You know, one of our sayings is AML is for life, not just for Moneyval. So, you know, and I think that's a culture that we all need to show.
So then, sort of realistically then, moving forward in the next few years, will we see new legislation coming through to back up some of the recommendations we maybe get from this assessment? Like, does government step in and work with businesses in that way then?
Yeah, I mean, this is why I think it's a continuous process. So I think almost certainly, even without a Moneyval evaluation, as you become aware of changing patterns of criminality, and that's certainly been a theme that's come across as well today, the question is, well, what do you need to address that? And if you find you've got gaps in your legislative framework, then yes, you need to fill those. Some of it, though, may be about actually we need to collaborate more as agencies so we can share information better, so that we can follow the money, make sure that we can then investigate properly and prosecute where appropriate that there's financial criminality. So definitely, I mean, even without the Moneyval evaluation, I would say that the work that the AML-CFT team do, that our agencies, our regulators and the private sector and the Financial Intelligence Unit and law enforcement agencies What they're doing all the time is looking at what's going on, and then they will say, and we need to do the following. Could be legislative, could be policy, could be about sort of practical changes in operational matters, could be about more effectiveness, more resource to prosecute. So we will continue with that work, absolutely.
You said you've had really interesting speakers today. Is there anyone, any presentation in particular that sort of piqued the interest the most? We thought, oh, we need to look at that again in more detail, or has it just been a generally interesting day?
Well, you're talking to us only halfway through the day, so we would be premature, I think. But what I found, I'd be interested in Gilly's view, but what I found is that there's been something from everything so far, and I fully expect that to be the case this afternoon as well.
I think the key messaging, I think, coming through the speakers is the collaboration and our sort of national narrative and how we are perceived internationally. I'm really looking forward to the talks on virtual assets and on proliferation financing this afternoon. These are two key areas internationally that we need to focus on as an island and on a global scale as well.
So Julie mentioned the general themes that have come up as well. Is there themes that like you think you need to tackle, or you know, common threads that have come up throughout the day that you've seized on?
So I think as well as the theme of collaboration, which is absolutely critical, I think the other thing is that we've got a shared goal here, whether you're working in a business that is directly regulated or whether you're just working as part of the economy, as well as all of our agencies and government. Our shared goals are we want a thriving, successful economy, and we want security. And that's at the consumer level, it's at the business confidence level, and it's at the island global reputational level. And so all the work that we're putting into this, it's actually about delivering our shared goal. And one of our speakers this morning asked the question to the room, you know, what do you think the impact of grey listing will be, which would be, you know, an unfavourable outcome from our assessment. And I think the guess in the room was 11% impact on GDP. And actually the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, their research shows that it's 6 to 7% impact on GDP, but that's for jurisdictions that are not international financial centres. Because we're an international financial centre and so much of our economy is related to financial services, our own internal assessment around this is that the risk to GDP could be much higher, northwards actually of 11% impact. So that gives you the scale of the potential downside impact for an island like us. And it underscores why, you know, all the work that so many people are doing, all the collaboration, our single shared goal and our single shared narrative, it's so, so important. And I'm sure that people will go away with lots and lots of food for thought and ideas about how they can contribute.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.